Yud Ches. Kol she'asru chachamim latzeis kol rishus harabim. Aser latzeis kol v'chatzer she'en u'revis. This is an interesting chumrah that we've made reference to in the past as the shita of the Gaon. Actually, the shita of the Gaon in the Maisa Rab, not the shita of the Gaon here in the Be'er Agra. And that is, whatever is aser for you to carry in rishus harabim, so then it's also aser for a chatzer she'enim u'revis, that even though these are things that are only gzeris, nevertheless the gzeris apply even a chatzer she'enim u'revis. Chutzni kavulu pe'enakos. The one exception is kippah tzemer that's described in Sif Gimel, as well as a wig. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, because those things a woman is not likely to take off around her husband, Kedeshul, Diskan, and Albaira. But all the other things we're afraid, just like we're afraid when you come to take it off and carry it to Rishus HaRabim, as we learned in the last few weeks, so too we're afraid you're going to do that in the Chatzar She'ina Merevis. Yeshon, in the Kol She'atzul Asisko, Afil Iskashim Bo Bebayis Asir. Then there are some, and this is the Shita that we mentioned from the Gro and the Maiserab, that say that whatever it's Asir to go out, even to have that in their house, it's aser. Kol shekem a chatzer, let's say it's called a chatzer merevis. Certainly a chatzer merevis would be aser. Chutz mikavul peinu nachris. V'yesham shakom mutter, let's say it's called a chatzer fil merevis. There's some who say that everything is mutter except for a rishus harab. How do we pass him? So the mechaber himself gives us the minhag. And we'll discuss how the later posting rule. Nowadays, women go out even in a Rishus HaRabim with the Tachshitim. That's what the meaning today is. The Yesha Amru, the Medina Suras, and some say that today in Medina it's Asel, Shekim Shal Yishmu, Mutashi Shavos Vayum Mazidos. We're afraid they're not going to listen. So let's understand this a minute. Sifkat and Samach Beis. Hayim lafil b'shus haram shalom. V'achar kach hozam v'chak v'l'var odas amin zeh. Yesha amu de medina asuros. Da'afil natir b'chotz v'shem mu'reves. Halo b'shus haram shalom. Afil nomer de'enu l'abdin b'shus haravim. Machma she'en shishim ribu bokibo. V'chol yom kidin v'leid midbar. Halo lo guri al-tapon b'karmelis. Shevez rabiz man ha-shas. So our women, when the Mechaber says that they go out to the Rishus HaRabim, what they're talking about is really going out to a Karmelis. And that's exactly how the Mechaber concludes. So they're not machmer on these halachos that we learned because they consider our Rishus HaRabim a karmelis. So that is the limud zechus on this halacha. Now the Mishnah Berurah at the end of the day points out that that's actually quite a chiddush. Why is it quite a chiddush? Because we have gemaras. The Gemaras that we've been discussing, the details of the halachas, that there are things that a woman might take off, that even if it's a kashrut, she might take off and show to her friend, and then come to carry. So the Gemara doesn't say anywhere that the karmelis, you never made that gezeira. So that's why the mechaber started off, that mutar shiyushogim v'alim mezidos, that really there isn't, it's not correct. It's not correct to be matered even in a karmelis. That's what the Mishnah Berurah points out, end of the second wide line. The Lomot Sin B'Gemar Shum Deh Shemata B'Kamas. The Yeshulim Du Zechus. And some were Melamed Zechus. So at the end of the day, those things that we said are Asur, women should not. Those things that we're afraid she's going to take off, women should not wear them even into the cardinals. Kavachomer Bershus Ram Be Asur. How do we pass in on the Shaila? How do we pass it on the Shaila that's in regards to do we make the Gzera in the house? Do we make the Gzera in the Chatzar Shem Urefes? So here, the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah 13 says that the mashmos is like the bear hagra with hula. Take a look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Samach Aleph. Va'ayim be'ber hagra shemitzadeh k'der rishona. That he is nota to the daya rishona. Kol she'asur chachamim is only asur on the chatzar she'en murevis. But in the bayis would be mutter. So he'd be nota the kula, at least within the house. However, paradoxically, the Gra himself in the Maisa Rav was Machmer, and that's why I mentioned to you that Rebbe Zal Shlita in his own house does not carry. And this is how Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal suggested that there is some legitimacy for the Chumrah, and that is Kimon Shulchan Aruch Rav Chasav Sheish Tahachmer Kedei Shnia in Lo Beis Hatzorev. So then, in such a case, a person should not carry in his house something that's outside of his hand. In his hand, for sure, he could carry. But in his pocket, he shouldn't. So this was something I was not aware of. I knew that Rav Nevin Zal Shlita was machmir on this, but I was not aware that it became the Ikra Dedina from the Grand Rebbe, that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was held at the Chatzilah, one should follow that, based on the Shulchan Aruch Harav. So there is even more makar for one to be machmir, not to carry in one's pockets in one's house. It could very well be, though, that if there's no Rishus Harabim at all, so then in such a case, there's no Kshash Rishus Harabim, one should be made. Well, I think that's where, nevertheless, from them itself, is even machmir in that case, above and beyond that instance. Yes?
What's the difference between carrying in the hand and carrying in the pocket?
Because in the pocket you might forget, in the hand you're less likely to forget.
When it's going out.
Says the Ramah, the Yesh Omrim Otan Ba'atir, the Achsha Shchichei Tachshitin, the Yotzeh Ben Af Bechol, the Lekho Nefesh Tum Hashofa Machle Kumar Men Shoi Begin Lotzeh Ben Rak Bishavis Lav Yesh Shchichin. So now the Ramah has a big Kula. And the Ramah is a different direction than what we saw in the Mechaba. And the Ramah says that today, We're not concerned that people are going to take off and show, because it's so common. Since so common, people don't take off and show. Now, I am awestruck by the fact that there is no comment over here from the Mishnah Berurah or the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah. And that is midmeli that the Minhag HaOlam is to be machmir. I guess because the Mechaber had said, Mutav Shiyu Shogos Valyum Yizidus, and the Ramah here is just being Mechaber Zaheter, but you don't have anybody that comments about the efficacy of this Ramah, and in Meli the Minig is to be Machmir. So therefore, all the halachas that we learned before are still relevant, but you should know that there are Sneifim to be made. Okay, we'll stop. Let's just finish the words of the Chaver. It's all straightforward. We've touched on this in previous shiurim. If you have a ring that has a chosim for a woman and doesn't have a chosim for the ish, it's not b'chayim chatas. After karmas also feel to be done, shouldn't carry it in the karmelis that we've spoken around previously. Women who go out with a ring that doesn't have a sigil that we discussed last night, harizon kitach to shari, then it's permissible. Fiza eshikim shenagu achshav anosh matzit tibas sheishal chosim harizon kitach to shari. So it could be that all rings are permissible. Come up to chaz anosh matzit tzenu al mukhatim sheitzivas lam shem lo yoser. Says it's very common for women to go out with pins, and those pins at times are masculine. Ki b'zeshem lo tell us bo yishmulan. Those things that anyhow has no toilets for them, that they will listen to us. They might not listen to us if it looks too pretty. Then it'll be hard to convince them. By the way, just to shreit and Yisrael, to see where Benos Yisrael are today, once upon a time, you see, the Mechaber says, if you tell them that's also, they still might not listen to you. Now, Baruch Hashem, many women that you tell them that's also, they would listen to you. So we shouldn't put too many chumras on them. We should tell them what's, if they would listen to us, what's really us there. Then we shouldn't make what's mutter aser as well. Chas v'chalil, aside from being over it. If you said what's mutter is aser, then you're over the Yisr d'Oraisa of Baal Tosef. Yeah. So that at the end of the day, there are things that that are a chash of a woman carrying, and particularly needles and so on that were already sitting in the garment that they should be told to take out.
Bye.